Kick off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Hi, Karen, how are you?
Good morning. I'm really good. How
after
are you?
After that dramatic song there by Public Service Broadcasting, exciting, great days, beautiful day outside. Apparently the weather's going to go to crap later on, but no, not right now. It's awesome. I'll take responsibility for this weather. Thank you. How are you? Good?
I'm really good.
Hard out on the books.
Hard out to the max.
And you bought a New Zealand novel in for us this morning by Branavan Ganalalingam.
Yep, Branavan Nanalingam.
Nanalingam.
It's called Sodden Downstream, and it's published
Sodden Downstream.
In Wellington. Yeah, it's a Wellington writer.
Sodden Downstream. it sounds like an upbeat book. What's it about?
Well, okay, depending on what your empathy levels are like, it could be quite an upsetting book in places on different levels. But it's set over around 20 hours.
Jogo, could you come and hold my hand? Please, thanks.
20 hours in the Lower Hutt as a former tropical cyclone re-intensifies and hits Wellington and basically shuts it down.
Specifically a former tropical cyclone?
Yeah, when it reactivates.
We had that former tropical cyclone, didn't we?
That's caused all that drama. Re-intensifies.
Right.
And hits Wellington and the Kapiti Coast, and it causes the region to basically shut down. All the trains, all the public transport, all the roading, it's all stuffed.
Yeah.
And our character is Sita, who's a Sri Lankan Tamil refugee, and she lives with her husband and their little son. She's the key breadwinner in the family, and she works as a cleaner. So her boss rings her up and says, well, Sita, you have to come into work tonight, otherwise you're losing your contract. And of course the whole city has shut down, so she has to find her way into town. She wasn't even rostered on to
Not even rostered
day.
On!
No.
Jesus.
So, we're kind of dealing with zero-hour contracts.
Not even rostered on.
4 o'clock in the afternoon, she sets off, and it's set over 20 hours, her trying to make her way to her job. So it's really intense, and it's kind of a road movie without a car, I guess.
Kind of post-apocalyptic vibe as well, whole just fighting bands of wet Wellingtonians and
the natural elements that you have no control over as well. Yeah. But what we're kind of dealing with is exploitation of workers, housing, class inequality, marginalised voices, and it's all very
and also New Zealand. Also the determination and and drive of the refugee.
Absolutely. Resourcefulness, and also just a kind of quiet stoicism as well. And we kind of she meets a lot of people along the way, and it's all sort of about community.
It's not a massive book, though, is it?
It's not, no. It's set over 20 hours, and it's got a real kind of sense of urgency and momentum.
Sounds like it would make a good TV show or miniseries or
make a great
film,
Absolutely. It's quite visual as well, kind of storm and all the roads, and she's walking at night.
Sodden downstream. What made you pick this one up and give it a read?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, because it's shortlisted for the Ockham Book Awards.
Oh, cool.
In the fiction section for the Acorn Prize. There are four books that have been shortlisted, and I've read three of the shortlisted ones, and I actually wouldn't have picked this up to read it if I hadn't been asked to review it for a publication.
Wow.
So that's kind of a great thing.
Double bonus then?
Double bonus, yeah. Yeah. Highly recommend it. It's now, and it's these voices that are in New Zealand, these lives that are around us, it's really pertinent, and all these kind of issues, zero-hour contracts, inequality, exploitation of workers and unemployment. It's very topical.
Very now. And does Branavan, has she written before? Or?
This is actually his fifth novel.
Right.
Yeah, so he's pretty prolific.
And what other stuff has he written about in the past?
Well, he's written another one. I haven't read any of his other books, but another one that he has written is also set in Wellington, but I can't tell you anything more about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Keep it to yourself then, on the quiet. All right, well, so the book's called Sodden Downstream.
Yep, by Branavan Nanalingam, published by Lawrence Gibson, and it's $29.
And on the shortlist for the Ockham Book Awards.
Yeah, that's right.
When are they?
They kick off the Auckland Writers Festival, so it's in May.
Is it time for the Writers Festival again?
Amazing, isn't
wow.
it? Yeah. And it's a really, really strong shortlist. So all four books, really strong.
Well, you can announce that, Jogai, since you just sourced that bit of information.
Yeah, done a cheeky bit of Googling and found that his previous novel, A Briefcase, Two Pies and a Penthouse, was long listed for the...
Last year.
Last year.
For the Auckland Book Awards last year. Oh, cool.
Yeah, I really love seeing this kind of publishing, you know, like Lawrence Gibson and Wellington, they do... They're kind of the wild cards, I guess, and, you know, they publish really interesting, adventurous books, and good on them, you know.
Yeah, cool.
How much is that, by the way? I'd like to...
$29 at timeout.
Thank you very much, Karen. Have a wonderful day. Thank you very much for bringing that in.
Thank you.
Bye now.
That was Loose Reads.